Hi there, this is Janet Roper, modern shaman, animal communicator, and educator. And today I'd like to talk to you about animal totems. And I'm curious, do you have an animal totem? Do you have an animal spirit guide or an animal spirit ally that you work with? In our New Age thoughts and in the New Age world that we live in, so many of us are looking for that. We are looking guidance from the non-physical, from beyond the physical. And so, of course, you know, connecting in with the animals is an easy thing to do, at least in our thought process, because they have faces like we do. They're mammals like we are. A lot of them are. Not all of them, of course. But, you know, we've got that connection with animals that we don't necessarily have with rocks or rivers or the sky or the clouds or the stars. So it's really easy for us to go, oh yes, my animal totem is, and then name off an animal. And a lot of times it's something that we might have Googled, or that we might have had an animal come up to us three times. I remember when I lived in Minnesota, I had this wonderful backyard, and there were two rows of old mature pine trees that went around the property, and it was just beautiful. And there were cardinals back there all the time, and it was one of my favorite things to look out in the wintertime and see the red cardinals that were hanging out on the snow-covered pine trees. It was just beautiful. But I thought at that time that cardinal was my totem, because I was seeing the cardinal all the time. I mean, like, every day, you know, many times a day. So to my way of thinking then, of course, the cardinal was my totem. And then one day, after the winter passed and it's springtime and we're out there planting in the yard and, you know, making beautiful gardens and everything, I just happened to pick up a rock, and underneath it, this is no joke because you can't make this stuff up, underneath it were five cardinal feathers. And they were in a circle, a perfectly aligned circle. And then, of course, I knew from the bottom of my heart that, of course, cardinal is calling to me. And of course, cardinal is my totem. Well, cardinal is not my totem. Cardinal was my friend and is my friend. And cardinal was showing up as a friend at that time, but not as my totem. So let's find out about how totems show up. We're talking about animal totems and animal spirit guides and animal helpers and animal allies. And I'd really like to hear from you how you have discovered an animal ally or a totem in your life. And if you are listening now, to do so, all you need to do is at the bottom left-hand side of the screen, you will see call in. Just call in and you can leave a one-minute message. And just tell me what it's like to work with your animal spirit guide or your animal totem. So as I was saying, I thought cardinal was my totem because I was seeing cardinal all over the place many times. I mean, in Minnesota, there's lots of cardinals, let me tell you. And I think a lot of times they were all there in my yard. But just because I was seeing it did not mean that cardinal was my totem. It meant that cardinal was my friend, cardinal was my neighbor, but not my totem. So what is an animal totem? An animal totem, at least the way I experience it, is a spirit animal who is on the other side, not in the physical, and who is working with me and whom I am working with. So with an animal totem, there's a two-way relationship, just like there is in a long-standing marriage and a long-standing relationship here in the physical. It works both ways. So it does with the totem animals, those that are in the non-physical. So with the animal totems, the way I experience them, they are long-lasting. They're here for the long haul. They could be here for years upon years upon years. I had one that worked with me easily 12 years, if not longer, and another one that I've been working with longer than 12 years, I would guess 15 to 20 years. So that's an animal totem. They're just in there for the long haul, and y'all are helping each other out. Animal guides, teachers, and allies, that can be for a brief time. Maybe that's for a specific experience that you need to have, or that the animal needs to have you express because you're in the physical. Maybe it's for a certain learning situation, or it can be just to say, hello, I'm your neighbor, just like it was with me and Cardinal. So when you're looking for an animal totem, when you are looking for animal guides, teachers, and allies, it's not necessarily as easy as just drawing from a deck and saying, oh, I got alligator. Alligator is my totem. It's not that easy. I invite you, if you are interested in this, on Thursday, February 15th at 7 o'clock Mountain Time, I am going to be giving a workshop that talks exactly about all of this. And the title of the workshop is Animal Spirit Guides, Connecting and Aligning with the Animal Spirit Allies that Surround Us. And I'm going to be talking exactly about what a totem animal is, what a spirit guide animal is, and I'm going to be talking about how I started working with the spirit animal guides and totems. Better way of putting it is how they started working with me, how the spirit animal guides, how you can start exploring the world of spirit animal guides, and really start to learn about which one is yours, which one is a friend, which one is that going to have a longer commitment for you. So I invite you to attend that workshop. Like I said, it's February 15th. That's a Thursday evening, day after Valentine's Day, at 7 p.m. Mountain Time. If you look in the link below, I will have the link where you can register for the workshop and find out about how you can learn more about your spirit animal guides and the totems that are in your life and how to build right relationship with them. Because it's not as simple, as I said earlier, about pulling a card and there's your animal totem. No, it involves right relationship. It involves what I call meets and greets. So you and your totem or your animal spirit guide know that you are both on the same path and you both want to invest in this relationship. So Janet Roper, modern shaman, animal communicator and educator. Looking forward to hearing about your experience with the animal totems and the animal spirit guides and allies in your life.